my God. Hi, everybody. My name's Katie, and I'm an alcoholic. I want to thank Rob, I'm not sure if he's here, for asking me to speak. And it's as scary as I think it is to speak at my home group. You know, I think it's so important because I have found myself here among my peers in AA. And the best thing that's happened to me was the fact that I called out and reached out and called AA and asked for help. I think that's really important to say because, you know, I wasn't forced to come into AA. I wasn't told, I wasn't given an ultimatum. My parents didn't send me here. Like, I was 19 years old, and I mean, I have 411. Hi, I need the number to AA. Like, I need help. And it's been a crazy journey since. You know, I was born in New York City, and I grew up in the suburbs, you know. My childhood was a walk in the park. And I went to public school, and I was raised, you know, I was taught right from wrong, and I come from a long line of alcoholism. My dad was an alcoholic, two uncles are an alcoholic, my mom's questionable, grandmother, grandfather, you know. I remember, and it's funny because I was talking about this, I was just with my family and my brother, and we were talking about how when we were little, when we would go to the mall, my mom would get so impatient and stressed out, and like, we ended up going to into a chain restaurant, which was kind of unthinkable. My parents didn't like chains, and my mom was like, her drink was a Cutty Sark on the Rocks with a splash of soda, and we knew it, and we were little kids, and like, they didn't know how to make her drink, and she made this huge scene, and we had to leave, and it was, like, so embarrassing. So, like, you know, it was like, when we went out to dinner, and we went out all the time, it was like, you knew what my mom was drinking. And my dad's sober, by the way. So I had the two, you know, my dad, I never saw my dad drink, and, you know, my mom was an entertainer. You know, growing up, it was like, I lived in a neighborhood, there was a lot of kids, a lot of parents, you know, like, all the parents were friends, and, you know, there was always parties going on. So there's a lot of drinking, and I was always so curious about it. Like, my mom, I always looked at my mom, like, she was always having so much fun, and there were always people running around, and we could do whatever we want, you know. And, you know, when I first started drinking, I was, like, 13. It was the best thing ever. Like, I thought, like, this is it. I found it. And just around that time, and it's important for me to say this because I know a lot of people say this in here, is like when you hit that age, you know, something changes, like, you know, puberty and all of a sudden I had this awareness of myself, and I had all this fear, and I just didn't feel right, you know. Nothing was ever right, and alcohol was right, you know. And of course, you know, I found my running buddies. You know, I found a group of girls that was into, you know, drinking, and I thought it was cool that I liked to drink and that I could drink. You know, I could drink a lot at a very young age. But what wasn't okay was that I was blacking out at like 13, 14, 15, and as soon as I started drinking, I couldn't stop, and things happened that I would never, ever, unthinkable things. Like, I, you know, nothing ever good happened when I drank. And, you know, when I came in here at 19, you know, it was like, I had like almost $1,000 I was in debt. From 2007 to 2009, I must have overdrawn my bank account a couple times every month. And yet I was working. I had a steady job. I worked four nights a week. And I was making like over $200. I had complete unmanageability. And I was just, I felt insane, you know? Just like the obsession and not understanding how to stop or being too afraid to ask for help. You know, the first step, like, these steps, like, you know, powerlessness, and you know, it was so clear, you know, like, oh, like this is the problem. And but to be able to link them together, AA was, you know, the first meeting I went to, it was just like, oh my God, I am an alcoholic. Jesus, this is the solution, you know. The thing about it is, like, it's a constant thing. It's a continual thing. It's like, you know, I have to beat myself over the head with the fact that, like, I can't drink safely. You know, I really, really can't. And it's, you know, nothing good ever came of it. And now it's like I feel like I owe it to myself, and we all owe it to ourselves to see what we're capable of, you know. And when I was drinking, I couldn't ever see where I could go. I would have these great starts, and I could never follow anything through because you couldn't get me out of the bar. You couldn't get me to leave a party. I'd get nasty. Once I would start drinking, everything was put on hold, you know. And I messed up a lot of friendships because of that. I got in a lot of fights, got in a car accident. Things were a little rough, and it's funny because when I was counting days, I used to be like, I don't know, I feel like I'm going to have a hard time to convince people that I'm an alcoholic, and then I would actually, you know, share about things, and this old guy came up to me, and he's like, you're in the right place. Like, you're an alcoholic. Like, think about what you're saying. And that's the thing, is like our thinking, you know, it's like once you start actually like talking about the insanity, you know, people are like, people can check your bullshit in here, you know? And that's the thing, is I've always been, I've been willing because I really had a bad way, and I was only out there for like 6 years, you know, 6.5 years. And of course, you know, I progressed into doing cocaine, which was very scary, you know. And I don't think that I'm a drug addict. I think I'm an alcoholic, and I did cocaine alcoholically. I think about it. Like, that's how I heard someone say that, and I really got that because it was like, I'm going to do this so I can drink more. Like, it's crazy. You know, finding a sponsor was like such a big thing for me because, you know, she explained to me, you know, the process of change and growth and, you know, going through the steps and learning more about yourself and about the disease. And that's been very important for me too. And, you know, I just want to say one other thing too, is like, you know, the courage and like the fear, you know, it's like, you know, it takes a lot of courage to get through your problems and these things and actually just kind of like going through, you know, realizing that, you know what, this is not good for me. You know, that's the basic fact. The fact is this isn't good for me. But my mind likes to say, well, you know, maybe I can have another couple beers. I just turned 21. What's the big deal? But, you know, it's like, that's why sticking close to the rooms for me is like, you hear people do that and they come back, they go back out, and you don't even know if they come back, you know? So, I don't know. I think that's all I want to say. I'm really happy to be here, and I'm grateful for AA. So, thank you.